The Gospel portrays Jesus being concerned with the disciples' hardness of heart. Typically, when we think of people having hardness of heart, we imagine that they are set in their ways, set in their ways in thinking of how things are, or how things should be. Yet throughout Scripture, we hear how God wants our hearts to be soft. Because softened hearts, much like the softened clay, can be shaped. God wants to mold and fashion our hearts so that we may become truly His disciples on earth. So if we look at the setting of this gospel, Jesus and His disciples are on a boat, surrounded by water. And water is the very substance that makes moist and soft the dry, hardened clay of the earth. And so Jesus is on a boat with His disciples, and He speaks His word to them to soften their hearts. Jesus wants the disciples to recall the wonders, the very practical wonders He has done. And so Jesus speaks to His disciples about how He literally nourished the multitudes. And yet, recalling the special numbers 12 and 7, the disciples begin to realize that there is something quite supernatural, something grace-filled at work so as to provide that nourishment. This gospel passage easily lends itself into the whole notion of vocation. First, we must ask if our hearts are hardened. Are we somehow set in our ways and thinking how my life is or how my life should be? Perhaps we need to further soften our hearts to better allow God to fashion it, mold it so as to better become His disciples, so that we may nourish His people in very practical yet grace-filled ways. And if we're at a crossroads in trying to discern how God may be shaping us, a good place to start is seeing what wonders God has indeed done in our lives. This allows us to reflect, to consider what God has done, what He is showing us, what He is calling us toward. So let us be attentive to the practical yet grace-filled wonders God has done in our lives. Our Lord has great plans for each of us, so draw near to Him, and may your heart be softened to receive His guidance.